This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Have you ever started on one train of thought and then found yourself suddenly on an entirely new one? Well, that is what happened to me as I was preparing this tidbit. I started to compare some scriptures that were surrounding the Last Supper of Jesus and his disciples. But as I was reading it again and looking at the other accounts of it in the other Gospels, I came across one of those dreaded, so-called discrepancies that are so touted as reasons to not believe the Bible. That brought me up short and took my thoughts in a whole different direction, because I could not see an answer either. But I kept reading and asking the Spirit to show me how to explain it, and before long he did. I had checked the commentaries and the cross-references. None of them really addressed that part of it. So let me tell you what I found. I was in the Gospel of John reading how Jesus had told the disciples that one of them would betray him, and John asked him who it was. Jesus answered it by saying it was the one to whom I will give this piece of bread after dipping it in the dish. After doing that, Jesus gave it to Judas. This must have been somewhat of a shock to Judas to realize that Jesus knew what he intended to do, and yet Judas took the bread. And it is at this point, we are told, that Satan entered into Judas. So far, so good. But then I looked at the parallel passage in Luke, and there I read that Satan entered into Judas just before Judas made his offer to the Jewish rulers to betray Jesus. And that was before the meal, at which time John says Satan entered into Judas. But then I remembered that it was just a short time ago that Judas had been sort of reprimanded by Jesus for complaining about the perfume Mary had used to pour on the feet of Jesus. It seems to be at this point what I call a trigger, that Judas decided that Jesus was not going to be the ruler Judas thought he was, that Jesus cared nothing for money, and that was why Judas had been hanging around, waiting for the day when Jesus would claim his kingdom and all the wealth that goes with it. So Judas already had it in his heart to betray Jesus, and it is in that frame of mind that Satan finds him and enters into him. While I was pondering that, another thought came to me. It was Judas who initiated the action of Satan, not Satan who made Judas do it. Notice that in Luke, Judas already had it in mind to approach the Jewish leaders with the intent to betray Jesus before Satan entered into him. And in the account of John, Judas took the bread that Jesus offered him, even though Jesus had said that the one who took the bread would betray him. And then Satan entered into Judas. This tells us that Satan cannot make us do anything we really don't want to do. We are the instigators. We open the door. Satan comes only after he has been invited, so to speak. That makes sense, because God does not come unless he is invited either, and Satan certainly does not have more power and authority than God does. But now let me return to the explanation of the seeming discrepancy. The account in Luke has Satan entering Judas at the time Judas is thinking about betraying Jesus. Now, Satan sees this as his big chance, the chance to get rid of Jesus once and for all. And he cannot trust it to anyone else. He has to take care of this himself. So Judas is in the frame of mind to betray Jesus. Satan takes advantage of that and enters into him to be sure he carries out that desire. Once Satan is there is no chance for Judas to change his mind and not make the offer. Once the deed is done and the mission accomplished, Satan leaves Judas. Remember, Satan does not indwell permanently as the Holy Spirit does. So then we come to the meal and the account in John. Judas had already been prompted by Satan to betray Jesus. That was the first entrance. So Judas took the bread, and Satan entered into him, the second entrance. Jesus says to Judas, "What you are about to do, do quickly." But is Jesus saying this to Judas only? No, He is also telling this to Satan. God is still in charge, directing things. Again, Satan stays in Judas until Satan's mission is accomplished. But there's no mention of Satan when we read of how Judas killed himself. So we can assume that Satan has again left him after Judas did what Satan wanted him to do. After all, Judas did come to realize that he had done a bad thing. He certainly would not have done that if Satan were still present in him. The two enterings of Satan into Judas also have parallels. It took two comings, as it were, for Satan's purpose to be accomplished, for Jesus to be crucified. It will take two comings of Jesus for his purpose to be accomplished, for his kingdom to be established on earth. So you can see from this tidbit how important it is to compare scriptures and to just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.